我们打开哥林多前书第六章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多前书第六章第二十节。
1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20.
哥林多前书第六章第二十节。
1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20.
好，我们一起来念。
Let's read together.
因为你们是重价买来的，所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神。我们读诗篇第七十八篇。
We turn to Psalm 78.
诗篇七十八篇。
Psalm 78.
第八和第九
Verses 8 and 9
诗篇七十八篇第八和第九节
Psalm 78 Verses 8 and 9
不要像他们的祖宗是顽梗悖逆居心不正之辈向着神心不诚实以法莲的子孙带着兵器拿着弓临阵之日转身退后我们都要跳到三十三节
We skip now to read verse 33.
因此他叫他们的日子全归虚空叫他们的年岁尽主惊恐我们再跳到三十九节
We skip to verse 39.
他想到他们不过是邪气是去去而不返的风我们再读路加福音十一章
Luke chapter 11
二十七二十八节
Verses 27-28
路加福音第十一章二十七二十八节
Luke chapter 11 Verses 27-28
好耶稣正说这话的时候众人中间有一个女人大声说怀你胎的和乳养你的有福了耶稣说是却还不如听神之道而遵守的人有福马太福音二十二章三十七节
Matthew 22 verse 37
马太福音二十二章三十七节
Matthew 22:37.
我们可以连三十八节一起读。
We will also read 38.
耶稣对他说：“你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神，这是诫命中的第一，却是最大的。”好，我们再读出埃及记二十一章第五和第六节。
We will turn back to Exodus 21 verses 5 and 6.
出埃及记二十一章。
Exodus chapter 21.
第五和第六节。
Verses 5 and 6.
倘若奴仆明说我爱我的主人和我的妻子儿女不愿意自由出去他的主人就要带他到审判官那里又要带他到门前靠着门框用锥子穿他的耳朵他就永远服侍主人最后诗篇第四十篇第六节到第八节
Lastly we turn back to Psalm chapter 40Verses 6 to 8.
诗篇第四十篇
Psalm 40.
第六节到第八节
Verses 6 to 8.
祭物和礼物你不喜悦你已经开通我的耳朵燔祭和赎罪祭非你所要那时我说看哪、啊、我来了我的事在已经记载了我的神啊我乐意照你的旨意行你的律法在我的心里好我们再低头有一点祷告
Let's bow our head for prayer
主我们何等感谢你的恩典
Lord, we thank you for your grace.
因为你常常为我们在旷野里摆设宴席。
Because you often prepare a feast in the wilderness for us.
你常常召聚我们到你的饼杯的面前。
You gather us to your table.
让我们在这里看见你是何等的爱我们。
And here we see how much you have loved us.
你的救恩是何等的奇妙。
Your salvation is so wonderful.
我们能够在你这样荣耀的救恩里面有份，实在是极大的恩典。
And it's truly such grace that we can take part in your salvation.
我们也感谢你，把你的心意愿意向我们开启。
We thank you that you also desire to open up your will to us.
早晨，我们愿意把下面的时间来仰望给我们的神。
And we commit the following time into your hands.
因为若是你不来祝福的话，就我们人。人所做的都是枉然。
Lord, if you do not come and bless this time, all that we do are in vain.
因此我们需要来到主的面前，来切切的来求告你。
So we come before you and we seek before you.
求主来恩典，来恩待我们。
And we pray for your grace.
我们愿意把讲的，把听的都仰望在你的手中。
We commit the speaker and the listener all into your hands.
求主来抓住我们。
We pray that you will grab hold of our hearts.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 早晨我要讲的一个题目是荣耀神。
This morning I wanted to share with you concerning glorify God.
首先我要说人生的目的就是荣耀神。
I first want to clarify that the purpose of a man's life is to glorify God.
我不知道在座的弟兄姊妹有多少人同意我这句话。
I don't know how many of you agree to what I am saying.
有多少人不同意我这句话。
Or how many of you disagree to that statement?
早晨我这里有一只手表。
And here in my hand is a watch.
我说这个手表的目的是在计时的。
I tell you that this watch...The purpose of this watch is to keep the time.
不晓得有多少人同意，有多少人不同意。
I don't know how many of you agree or disagree with me.
这个手表的目的呢，是什么呢？
What is the purpose of this watch?
不在乎你同意不同意。
It doesn't matter whether you agree or disagree.
你不同意它的目的是计时的，也不能够来违反或能说明它的目的不是计时。
If you disagree that the purpose of this watch is to keep time, it still does not defeat the purpose of this watch.
谁来决定这个手表的目的呢？
Who is the one to determine the purpose of this watch?
是那个造手表的那个人。
It is the watchmaker.
当他造手表的时候，他有一个目的在那个创造的里面。
When he is making a watch, he has a purpose in making this watch.
因此那个手表被造了以后，他的目的是不会改变的。
And after he makes this watch, the purpose of this watch will not change.
可能这个手表后来坏了。
Maybe it will break down.
也可能这个手表不准了。
Maybe it will become inaccurate.
但是仍然他的受造的目的是计时的。
But the original purpose of its creation is still to keep time.
我们人也是一样。
Same with us.
今天我们人是神所创造的。
Today we are created by God.
那创造的神在创造的时候有一个目的在我们的身上。
And the creator God, as he creates us, he has a purpose in man.
而这个目的就是荣耀神。
This purpose is to glorify God.
当然今天我们不一定每一个人都活在荣耀神的光景当中。
Of course, not all of us today lives for that purpose.
但是那不能改变你被受造的那个目的是荣耀神。
But that still cannot change the purpose of why we are created.
如果一个人一个受造之物
If a created being
他没有达到原来创造者的那个目的的话
It has not reached or fulfilled the original purpose for creation.
这就叫做罪。
That is called sin.
这是罪的一个最基本的一个定义。
And this is the most basic definition of sin.
我们常常不会这样来思想罪。
We oftentimes do not think about sin in such way.
但实际上在圣经里面，这就是罪的原本的一个定义。
But in reality, this is the original meaning of sin.Found in the Bible.
如果一个受造之物，它没有达成原来神创造它的那个原始的目的，就是荣耀神的话，这个在圣经里面就是罪。
If a created being that has not reached and fulfilled its original purpose of creation, in the Bible, it is called sin.
人生的目标就是荣耀神。
Our goal of life for men is to glorify God.
不是谁的意见。
It does not depend on whose opinion it is.
这是因为神当初创造我们的时候，这是他心中的那个目的。
Because when God created us, this was His original will in His heart.
但是人因为犯罪的关系。
But because men have sinned,
人就渐渐地失去了这个目的。
We gradually have depart from this original purpose.
当人离开了这个荣耀的目的以后，
And when we left this glorious purpose,
圣经就描述我们人。
The Bible began to describe the condition of man.
在刚才诗篇七十八篇里面，那里面有一句话描述我们人的光景。
In Psalm 78, there's a verse that describes our condition.
那个光景就是人离开这个受造的目的之后的光景。
And that was the condition after men have left God's original purpose.
在诗篇七十八篇三十九节说，人就成了一阵去而不返的风。
In Psalm 78, verse 39 says,They become a wind that passes and does not return.
神原本创造我们，不是要我们成为这个一阵去而不返的风。
When God created us, He does not want us to become the wind that passes and does not return.
当人失去那个受造目的之后，
Yet after we lost our original purpose of creation,
我们这个人生就是像一阵风一样。
Then our life becomes a wind that passes and does not return.
所以摩西就说了。
So Moses says,
他说转眼呢就成空。
In the blinking of eye, you become empty.
如飞而去。
And your life flies away.
什么东西转眼成空如飞而去呢？
Everything that becomes empty in a blinking of an eye.
就是一阵风。
That is the wind.
只有一阵风是转眼成空而如飞而去的。
Only the wind passes by and does not return.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们在地上没有找到神创造我们的目的。
Brothers and sisters, if we do not find the purpose why God has created us,
如果没有活在神创造我们的目的当中的话，
if we are not living in that purpose,
我们的生命就越来越像那一阵风。
Then our life will become more and more like that wind.
你越过就越觉得越像那一阵风。
More and more you discover your life is just like the wind.
有一天要到了。
One day, and that day will come.
你真是发现转眼就成空了。
You discover that everything is empty.
弟兄姊妹，不要等到那一个日子来到。
Francis, don't wait until that day comes.
等到那个日子来到就太迟了。
If you wait until that day comes, it is too late.
在今日，我们就要来思想神创造我的目的是什么。
But today, we must consider why God created me.
为了这个缘故。
And for this reason.
为了要恢复我们被创造的原始的那个目的。
In order to restore that original purpose that was that created us.
神就用了重价把我们买赎回来。
And God paid a heavy price to purchase us.
所以哥林多前书第六章二十节告诉我们，我们既然被神用重价买赎回来了。
And 1 Corinthians tells us, for you have been bought with a price.
我们就要在我们的身子上来荣耀神。
Therefore, glorify God in your body.
要恢复神起初创造我们的目的。
To restore the original purpose which God had created us.
我们常常觉得荣耀神呢，是一个非常伟大的一件事。
We often consider that to glorify God is a very big thing.
所以不是我们这个小小的人可以做到的。
So it's not something that people such as me that I can achieve.
只有那些被神所重用的那个伟大的仆人，他们可以荣耀神。
Only those great servants of God who are used by God, they can achieve that glorious
purpose.
至于我呢，
我只要不要羞辱神就好了。
But as for me, as long as I do not shame the name of God, then that's pretty good.
荣耀神呢是谈不上的。
I cannot even begin to talk about glorifying God.
弟兄姊妹，荣耀神是我们每一天生活里面可以做到的一件事。
Friends, sister, to glorify God is something that we're able to do every day of our life.
如果有一个人在你周围的人，
If there's someone that is around you,
有一天他对你说，
And one day he tells you,
他说你信耶稣蛮好的。
It's pretty good that you believe in Jesus.
你就是荣耀神。
Then you have glorified God.
有没有一个人？
Is there such a person?
在你的周围。
That is around you.
在你信主以后。
And after you have believed in Jesus.
他跟你讲，信耶稣好像真好啊。
And he tells you, it seems like it's good to believe in Jesus.
这就是荣耀神啊。
That is to glorify God.
你有没有你的你你你的妻子如果还没有信神的话
？If your wife is an unbeliever.
在你信主过一段时间以后
，And after you have believed in Jesus for a while.
他有没有跟你说，我看来信耶稣还不错的？
Then one day she tells you, I think it's pretty good to believe in Jesus.
还是你的丈夫还没有信神。
Or maybe it is your husband who's an unbeliever.
他有一天告诉你。
And one day he tells you.
他觉得信耶稣还是好的。
It is good to believe in Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做荣耀神。
Brother and sister, this is what it means to glorify God.
荣耀神不是某一些人的专利。
To glorify God is not the privilege of a few.
荣耀神是每一天在我们身上我们所应当做的一件事。
Glorify God is something that we ought to do every day of our life.
要让人知道我们所信的神是真好的一位神。
To let others know that the God that we believe in is a good God.
我们得救以后呢，我们这个瓦器里面有一个宝贝。
After we are saved, that we have this treasure in the earthen vessel.
不信主的人不认识那个宝贝是什么。
And the unbelievers do not understand what that treasure is.
但是那个宝贝在我们的里面，对我们发生了影响力。
And but this treasure is within us, and it's working in us.
因此，我们周围的人虽然不知道我们里面有什么宝贝。
So even though the people around us, they do not know about that treasure.
但是他觉得我们比以前好。
But they feel that there is something good about you.
他觉得我们跟以前不一样。
They feel that you're different than before.
他觉得你有一样东西他没有。
They feel that you have something which they do not have.
他心里面对你所信的神有一点羡慕。
And they have some envy for the God which you believe in.
这叫做荣耀神。
That is what it means to glorify God.
我们有没有在我们每一天的生活当中来荣耀神？
Have we glorified our God in our everyday life?
当我们愿意让神在我们身上来工作的话，
If we're willing to allow God to work in our lives,
那个瓦器的成分呢越来越少。
And then the earthen vessel will become less and less.
那个宝贝的成分呢越来越显明。
And the treasure within will begin to be revealed.
我们就越发的能够荣耀神。
Then we can glorify God even more.
弟兄姊妹，我们在地上需要来荣耀神。
Brothers and sisters, we must glorify God.
因为那是我们活在这个地上唯一的目的。
Because that is the only purpose which we need to live on this earth.
如果我们失去了这个目的
，if we miss this purpose,
我们在地上的日子全归虚空。
Then all the days on earth becomes vanity.
有一天有一个日子来到。
One day and this day will come.
保罗说那个日子来到的时候，有一个公义的冠冕为他存留。
Paul says when that day comes, there will be a crown of righteousness reserved for him.
保罗十分的有把握，有一个冠冕为他存留。
Paul has this assurance that he will see that crown of righteousness.
这个冠冕是我们在地上唯一能够带到主面前的东西。
And this crown is the only thing that we can bring to God.
今天我们在地上有许多其他的事物。
Today we have many things on this earth.
我们在地上有许多其他的追求。
We pursue after many things.
但是没有一样那一天能够带到神的面前。
But nothing you can bring it to God one day.
那天在神的面前只有这一个冠冕。
Before God, you can only bring the crown of righteousness.
在我们诗歌里面有一句话我非常的喜欢。
I like this word in the hymn.
在那首诗歌的最后这么一句是这样的。
And the last verse the hymn says.
他说乐哉能向宝座投下所有冠冕。
He says, blessed is those who can cast all their crowns to God.
有一天我们在见主面的时候。
One day when we see our Lord face to face.
我们何等希望我们能够有一点东西能够献给神啊。
How we desire that we can have something to offer to God.
你会不会想有一天你到主的面前。
Can you imagine that one day you went before the Lord?
想到主对你一生的爱。
You remember all his love towards you.
你会不会觉得我有一点那个盼望想带一点什么给神。
Do you have this desire that you want to bring something to God?
只有那个冠冕能够带到勇士的里面。
Only the crown is the only thing that you can bring to him.
在那一天如果我们看见许多的圣徒在那里把他们的冠冕来献给神的时候。
That day as we stood in the midst of all the saints and we see that they have cast their crown before the Lord.
我们看见我们双手是空的。
And we look at our hands, they're empty.
我们有很大的一个懊悔在我们的心里、啊、
You will have such regret in your
有一首诗歌说我岂可空手去见主呢
There's a hymn that says Can I go to see him empty handed、
啊、我记得我当我第一次唱那首诗歌的时候心里面非常的非常的震惊啊
I remember the first time I sang that,、that hymn, my heart was shocked.
我就觉得哎呀好像、真是、非常非常为难的一件事如果我到主的面前什么都没有的话。
I find it to be very difficult and embarrassing if I go before God empty handed.
你会不会有这样的一个恐惧?
Do you have such fear?
我们会不会有一天到主的面前的时候我们两手是空的?
Would it be that one day we go before the Lord and our hands are empty?
如果我们在地上过一个荣耀神的日子
If we live a life which glorifies God
这些就是我们将来的冠冕
Then those will become our crowns
因此我们到主的面前我们能够把我们的冠冕来摆在主的脚前
As we go before the Lord we're able to cast these crowns at his feet
像历世历代的众圣徒一样
Just like the saints throughout the ages
我们不羡慕别人的冠冕比我们大
We do not envy if their crowns are larger than ours
但是我们觉得我们在地上这一生
But for our life on earth
达到他的目的
If we have reached his purpose
没有浪费这一生
And we have not wasted our life
没有成为虚空
And our life has not become vain.
没有成为一阵风。
Our life has not become the wind that passes by.
我们在读以色列人的历史的里面。
As we read the history of the Israelites.
我们发现一件事是拦阻以色列人达到神的目的。
We discover one thing that prevents the Israelites to reach the purpose of God.
这也是在我们许多人的当中拦阻我们达到神的目的的。
And this is also something that prevents us to reach God's purpose.
这件事呢就是他们不诚实。
And this one thing is their dishonesty.
所以在诗篇七十八篇那里面
So in Psalm 78
就在第八节里面他就告诉以色列百姓说你们向着神心不诚实
And in verse 8 it says that
第八节
Yeah
后面
And whose spirit was not faithful to God
弟兄姊妹这一件事会拦住我们在神的面前达到他的目的
Brother and sister this will prevent us to reach God's purpose
什么叫做心不诚实
What does it mean that you are unfaithful?
今天我们每一个人，或许我们大部分的人，可能都同意，我们这个人生的目的是荣耀神。
Most of us will agree that our life's purpose is to glorify God.
假定我们都同意。
Let's assume that we all agree that.
我也相信我们绝大多数的弟兄姊妹都同意这句话。
I believe that most of you agrees to that.
如果我们真是相信这句话
And if we truly believe that
如果我们真是觉得我人生的目的就是要荣耀神
If we truly believe that the purpose of my life is to glorify God
那在一个礼拜的七天当中
Then within the 7 days of this week
哪一段时间是最重要的
Which is the time that is most important
如果你这一生人生的目的是荣耀神
If the purpose of your life is to glorify God,
你完全相信
and you firmly believe in that,
那你这一个礼拜七天里面有哪一段时间是最宝贵的
Then within the 7 days of the week, which part of the time is the most important?
我觉得我们在一个礼拜七天里面最宝贵的一段时间乃是在饼杯的面前来荣耀神的那个时间
To me, the most precious time within this week, within the week, is the time we spend before his table.
那一个小时
For that one hour.
是我一个礼拜里面最宝贵的一个小时
is the hour that I treasure the most out of my week.
如果我一方面相信人生的目的就是要荣耀神
If I believe that my purpose of life is to glorify God,
另外一方面我又不认为这个小时是最重要的
yet on the other hand, I do not consider this time as the most precious time,
那我们的心就不诚实了
then our heart is dishonest.
我们就没有办法达到神创造我们的目的
We're unable to reach God's purpose.
弟兄姊妹，您明白这个意思吗
My sister, do you understand that?
这是以色列人所犯的毛病。
This is the problem with the Israelites.
以色列人在旷野里面四十年的时间。
The Israelites had walked in the wilderness for 40 years.
他们用嘴唇来敬拜神。
They only worship God with their lips.
他们在嘴唇里面说，那个荣耀神是重要的。
With their lips, they say it is important to glorify God.
但是在实行的上面。
But in reality,
在他们的心里面的深处。
In the depth of their heart,
他们是不诚实的。
They are faithless.
他们没有内里的诚实。
They do not have inner honesty.
因此他们永远在那一段时间里面没有达到他们人生的目标。
Therefore, in that period of time, they did not reach the purpose of their creation.
不是他们不知道。
It is not that they do not know.
他们没有内里的诚实。
They do not have honesty in their spirit.
因此他们所视的和他们所知道的有一个差距。
And there is a huge difference between what they know and what they are.
他们的生活不能让人觉得荣耀神是他们人生的目的。
In their lives, people cannot tell that to glorify God is their purpose of life.
如果我们认为荣耀神是我们人生的目标，
if we consider that to glorify God is the purpose of our life,
我们能不能够让人在我们对波饼聚会的态度上来看出这个是事实？
Then can other people tell that the reality from our attitude towards the table?
我们不需要说任何的话。
We don't have to talk about anything else.
我们只要让人来观察我们对波饼聚会的那个态度。
We just allow people to observe our attitude towards the Lord's table.
看这个情形的时候，让那个人来说，我是不是认为荣耀神是我人生的目的？
After they observed our meeting, can they say, yes, glorify God is the purpose of their life?
这一群人，他们人生的目的是荣耀神。
And for this group of people, their purpose of life is to glorify God.
如果那个人看见我们的聚会，
if those people come and observe our meeting,
他说这一班人，他们人生的目的就是荣耀神。
If they can say, the purpose of life for these people is to glorify God,
那我们是一个内里诚实的人。
Then we are ones who are faithful in our spirit.
如果这个人在这里观察以后，他觉得不是的。
If after observation they say no, it's not at all.
这里顶多只有三分之一的人。
Here it is only one third of the people.
最多只有三分之一的人。
At most is only one third of the people.
只有三分之一的人能够在波饼聚会的时候准时到。
Only one third people who will arrive on time for the Lord's table's meeting.
只有三分之二的人。
And the other two third,
他们的行为不能让我看见荣耀神是他人生最重要的目的。
I cannot tell from their behavior that to glorify God is the most important thing.
我们可以在我们的嘴唇上说很多很多的事。
We can use our mouth to say many things.
我们可以有很多的真实的认识。
We can have a lot of knowledge.
但是我们没有那个内里的诚实的话，我们没有办法进入神永远的目的。
But if we are not faithful in our spirit, then we cannot enter into God's purpose.
我们怎么样能够把荣耀归给神呢？
How can we give glory to God?
我们来看神所造的这个星宿。
We look at all the stars and that God has created.
诗篇说诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
And the Bible tells us that the heaven declares the glory of a God, and the sky is proclaimed the work of his hands.
大卫说，你看他指头所造的星宿，田野的兽，空中的鸟，海里的鱼。
And David said, you observed all his creation in the heaven and all the animals on the land.
他说，神啊，你的名在全地何其美。
He says, how glorious and beautiful are thy names, O Lord.
神所创造的实在是太奇妙。
All God's creation is indeed wonderful.
每一时每一刻，他们在传扬神的荣耀。
Every moment, they are proclaiming the glory of God.
他们怎么样能够述说神的荣耀？
How do they declare the glory of God?
这些神所创造的万物，他们是怎么样来述说神的荣耀？
In all God's creations, how do they declare God's glory?
他们无言无语。
They are silent. They have no language.
他们没有办法说话。
They cannot speak.
他们怎么样来述说神的荣耀？
And yet, how do they declare the glory of God?
非常简单。
Very simply.
因为他们顺服神所创造他们的旨意。
Because they are obedient to the original purpose which they are created.
每一个星球就走在神给他的那个轨道的上面。
Every planet just moves around the
orbit.
The orbit which God created.
有这样所万万万千千的这些星球。
There are thousands and thousands of stars and planets.
没有一个能够说话的。
None of them are able to speak.
但是每一个就顺着神给他们的轨道在那里运行。
But each one of them moves within the orbit which God has set them in.
他们虽然不会说话。
Although they are unable to speak.
但是圣经说从这日到那日他们要发出言语。
But the Bible says from this day to that day they shall speak.
从这夜到那夜传出知识。
From this night and to that night they will declare his wisdom.
因为他们能够顺服在神大能的手下。
For they are in obedience to God's mighty hand.
如果我们能够服在神大能的手下。
If we also are able to obey in God's mighty hand.
我们能够遵行我们所知道的。
And we will do what we know.
神的荣耀就能够从我们身上彰显出来。
Then God's glory will be revealed in our lives.
在路加福音十一章里面，讲了主耶稣一句宝贵的话。
In Luke chapter 11, it records Jesus' words.
那时候有一个人听了主耶稣的话以后
，And at that time, someone heard Jesus' words.
他就说：“生养你的人有福了。”
Says, "Blessed is the one who nourished you."
主耶稣说。是的，但是还不如那些遵守我的话的人更为有福。
And Jesus is on the contrary, blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it.
弟兄姊妹
，friends, sisters，
今天时代我们不需要听更多的道理。
Today we really don't need to hear more words.
今天我们所需要的是我们能够行出我们所知道的那些道理。
Today what we need to do is to live out the words which we have already heard.
当我们能够行主的话，就好像一棵树能够栽在那个溪水旁。
When we are able to live out His words, then we will be like the tree.
如果我们不行主的话呢，就是那个树没有办法栽下去。
If we are unable to do according to His words, then we are like the trees who are
not planted. 以赛亚书告诉我们，每一个人都是神所栽种的那个公义树。
Isaiah tells us each one of us is the righteous planting of God.
如果我们不行主的话
But if we do not do according to his words,
就好像是一个没有被摘下去的一个树
We are like a tree that's not planted down.
好几个月以前呢
Many months ago,
我们当中的崔弟兄啊，他送我一棵小树
A brother Trey has give me a little tree.
他说那个长得很快
He says, this tree will grow very fast.
而且那个树开花呢是非常的香。
And it will have this blossom that is very fragrant.
啊，我马上呢就想到啊，那个风一吹呢，园中充满香气的光景。
Immediately, I began to imagine that as the wind blowed, I smell the fragrance of the flowers.
所以弟兄给我一棵这么小的那个苗，摆在一个小盆子里。
And so Brother Trey gave me this little planting in a pot.
我就拿回去呢，摆在我的车库的旁边。
And I took it home and I placed it next to my garage.
我说、啊、这个周末我太忙了。
And I said, this weekend I'm too busy.
我下一个周末呢，把它种下去。
Next weekend I will plant it down.
我把它摆在那个地方呢，是我每天要出门的时候必经之地。
I put it in such place that I will see it every day as I go out.
所以我不会忘记它的。
So that I will not forget.
我知道这个树不种下去是不行的。
I know that if I don't plant this tree, it will not be good.
每天我走出去的时候，我看到那个小树。
Every day as I go out, I see the little tree.
我说这个周末一定要把它种下去。
And I say to myself, this weekend I will plant it in the ground.
很不幸了，到 weekend 的时候我又很忙。
Unfortunately, the weekend comes, I'm very busy again.
我就说下一个周末呢，一定要把它种下去。
So I say next weekend, I will definitely plant the tree.
每天上班，我都要讲这个树该种下去了。
Every day before I go to work, I pass the tree. I will remind myself.
有时候我也跟我姊妹讲，哎，那棵树应该把它种下去。
Sometimes I even tell my wife, I need to plant that tree.
但是我就是没有种下去。
But I didn't.
上礼拜我发现呢，那个树死了。
Last week I discovered the tree is already dead.
所以我现在不敢见崔弟兄了。
So now I am embarrassed to see Brother Trey.
他问我那个树怎么办
？If he asked me about the tree, then what am I going to say?
我讲不出什么话来。
I don't have any words.
树已经死掉了。
Because the tree is already dead.
弟兄姊妹，你家院子里面有多少这样死去的树呢？
brother, sister, how many dead trees do you have in your yard?
我礼拜五来到主的面前。
Every Friday we come before the Lord.
我们礼拜天来到主的面前。
Every Sunday we come before the Lord.
我们带了一棵小树回去。
And we bring a little tree back home.
哎呀，主的话真好。
He said the word of God is so good.
真受感动。
My heart is indeed moved.
把那个树带回去，好好的摆在那个院子里面。
We will take the tree back home and put it in our yard.
这个树是要种下去的。
But we need to plant the tree.
这个树是要去，这个话是要去实行的。
This is something you must do.
如果我们不去实行的话，
and if you don't do it,
到最后也就死去了。
At the end, it will die.
下一次有人又告诉你这棵树。
And next time, someone else will tell you about the tree.
说这个道我都听过了。
And you say, I heard it already.
你怎么老讲同样的道理？
Why do you tell me the same thing?
我不讲一点我没有听过的呢？
Why can't you tell me something new that I have not heard before?
弟兄姊妹，我们在神的面前，我们所失去的是何等的大。
One sister, what a great loss we have incurred before God.
以赛亚说，我们是耶和华所栽的公义树。
Isaiah says that we are the righteous planting of God.
实在需要神的恩典。
We truly need His grace.
不是我们人的立志。
It is not that we can set our will.
人的立志是没有用的。
It does not benefit anyone when we set
our will. 需要神的恩典。
We need God's grace.
所以当我们听见主的话以后，
And after we hear the word of God,
我们不要在主的面前立志说我要遵行。
And don't just pray before God and say, I have set my mind to do such things.
像以色列人一样。
Just like the Israelites.
我们要在神的面前说，主啊，你给我那个恩典。
We need to ask the Lord, Lord, give me that grace.
我自己的力量是没有办法实行的。
With my own strength, I cannot live out your word.
但是我要求你给我这个恩典。
But give me your grace.
好让我能够把这个话能够实行在我的身上。
So that I can apply these words in my life.
弟兄姊妹，我们只要遵行主的话。
But sister, as long as we are obedient to God's word,
就好像那个星球在那个它所应当在的轨道上运行。
We are just like the stars who moves in the orbit that was designed for it.
就是无言无语都能荣耀神。
Even in silence, they're able to declare the glories of God.
圣经上有这么多话。
The Bible's full of words.
那我们要遵行哪一句呢？
And which verse do you have to obey?
要遵行到多少才能算荣耀神？
How many verses do you have to obey in order to be qualified as glorifying God?
在马太福音22章37节里面告诉我们一句话。
In Matthew 22, it tells us,
他说你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。
You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul.And with all your mind.
整本圣经都包括在这一句话里面。
And this incorporates the entire book of Bible.
神造人的目的是要人起来爱神。
God's purpose in creating man is so that man can rise up to love God.
神乃是要造一个爱的一个对象。
God wants to create an object of love.
说人如果能够起来爱神，人就像一个树栽在溪水旁一样。
So if we're able to rise up to love God, we will be like the tree planted by the stream.
按时候能够结果子。
And we will bear fruit in every season.
什么叫做尽心、尽性、尽意爱主我们的神呢？
What does it mean to love the Lord God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind?
简单的说，就是把神摆在我们生活的中心地位上。
Simply speaking, is to place God in the center of your life.
这是件很难做的事情。
This is something very difficult to do.
把神摆在我们生活里面的一个中心的地位上。
To place God in the center position of your life.
今天什么事情是我们生活的中心呢？
Today, what is the center of your life?
这是仇敌要常常在我们身上与我们征战的一件事。
This is something that our enemy often battle with us.
每一天每一个小时，仇敌要把其他的事情摆在我们生命的中心。
Every day, every hour, the enemy tries to put something else in that center position.
今天早晨我们来想一想，我生命的中心到底是什么。
This morning we will consider what is the center of my life.
在我生命的中心里面，那个摆的是谁呀？
And in the center of my life, what is it placed there?
许多的时候，仇敌要把这个世界摆在我们生活的中心。
Many times our enemy wants to place the world in that central position.
这个世界的荣华，这个世界的富贵，这个世界的声望。
all the glories and fames of this world.
这些东西有一天不能带到神的面前。
All these things you cannot bring to God one day.
不但如此，有一天有火要发现。
Not only so, one day there will be a great fire.
这些东西都会被那些火烧尽的。
And all these will be burned out, burned away by the fire.
最近我经历一件事，让我更加的知道这个荣华富贵的虚空。
Recently, I experienced something which taught me even more about the reality of the vanity of fame and glory.
七月底我们到洛杉矶去参加聚会。
At the end of July, we went to Los Angeles for the conference.
我们好几家呢，刚好都是坐同一班飞机。
Many families just happen to take the same airplane.
我们没有事先的这个安排呢，不过就刚好都是同一班飞机。
We did not coordinate beforehand, but it just happened that many families took the same airplane.
那班飞机非常拥挤啊。
And that plane was very crowded.
在那个经济舱是坐满了。
The economy class is all filled.
我们都坐下了。
After we all settle in our seat.
然后他们就把我叫到头等舱去了。
And they call my name so that I can go to the first class.
因为头等舱有一些空位。
Because there are some empty seats.
他就把我叫到前面去。
They call my name so that I can go to the front, to the first class.
还有一些空位在头等舱。
There are still some more empty seats.
他们又叫了一些人，第二批的人又到头等舱去。
And they called out some more names, and those people also went up front.
然后他们就把头等舱呢坐满了。
And so we filled the seats in the first class.
所以后面的经济舱就有几个位置出来了。
And this, and then we have some a couple seats left now in the economy class.
然后他们就把一些人从在等的人，他们就上飞机了。
And so those people are standby also got on the plane.
然后整个飞机又坐满了。
And we filled the entire airplane.
我们已经准备要起飞了。
We were just about to get ready to take off.
突然间他又叫名字了。
All of a sudden they announced more names.
他又把那个经济舱刚刚上来的人又把他们叫下去了。
They called out those people who just got on, those standby just got on, and to call them out.
然后还有把那个上了头等舱的人又叫回到经济舱去了。
And then they moved those people who went to the first class and they sent them back to the economy class.
他们可能叫下去的人比原来那个上来的人还多一点。
They probably sent more people from the first class back to the economy class.
他们没有把我叫回去，我还在前面。
They didn't send me back, so I still sat in the first class.
他们就告诉我们呢，原来这个撒乌地的公主要坐这个飞机。
And they told us it's because the princes from Saudi Arabia will now take this plane.
好，等到这些人下去以后呢，这个撒乌地的那个公主和她的随从和她的佣人一行大概差不多十个人上飞机了。
So after everybody deplaned and all.The princess and her servants got on the airplane.
那些是皇家的人坐在头等舱，那个佣人都坐在经济舱。
All the servants were sitting in economy class, and all the royalties were sitting in the first class.
那公主就坐在我后面。
And the princess was sitting behind me.
所以我看过那个撒乌地那个公主的样子。
So I know how the princess of Saudi Arabia looks like.
他有一个随身的护士，就坐在我原来的那个经济舱的位置上。
And she has a nurse, that was sitting in my original seat in the economy class.
所以他就坐在我姊妹的旁边。
So she sat next to my wife.
飞机飞到一半的时候。
And halfway in the flight.
那我起来要到洗手间去。
I got up and to go use the restroom.
他们这些人，他们的行李都是带在飞机上的。
And all these people, all their luggages are with them on the in the plane.
所以我要到那个洗手间的时候呢，我经过我看到他那个侍卫长呢打开的他的那个皮箱。
And when I passed through them, I saw one of the person to open up her luggage.
不是我想看他的皮箱里面是什么东西。
Not that I want to see what she carries in her suitcase.
因为我走过那边我。没有办法不看见。
But because I just happened to pass by and I saw it.
你知道那个皮箱里面是什么？
Do you know what's in the suitcase?
一整箱都是药。
A whole suitcase of medications.
各样不同的药。
All kinds of medicines.
后来那个他的护士跟我姊妹讲。
And later on, the nurse told my wife.
她有一个二十四小时的护士。
She has a nurse for 24 hours.
整天都要吃药。
Because she needs to take medicine all day long.
整天都要打针。
She needs to take injections all day long.
浑身都是病。
She has all sorts of illness.
这是富贵荣华的结果。
This is a result of fame and glory.
这个皇家吃饭晚餐是十二点开始。
For the royalties, they will eat at 12 o'clock midnight.
他们晚餐十二点，半夜十二点。
The dinner is at midnight, 12 o'clock.
然后他们佣人从下午三点钟开始预备。
And the servants will begin to prepare for the meal 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
九个小时啊。
They will prepare for 9 hours.
预备这样的一个晚餐。
Just to cook for dinner.
吃了以后呢，浑身是病。
After they eat such food, they are still filled full of illnesses.
弟兄姊妹，你要不要这个荣华？
Brother, sister, do you want and desire for such glory?
你要不要这样的富贵？
Do you want such fame?
有没有什么意义？
Is there any meaning in it?
你知道那个法德亲王最近过世了，对吗？
You know that their king died recently.
他的最后的二十年都是在病里面过去的。
And he spent the last 20 years of his life in illness.
他最主要的病就是糖尿病。
And his one of the major disease he has is diabetes.
那个糖尿病是富贵病。
And that is a result of glory and fame.
弟兄姊妹，如果那个富贵是在我们生命的中心的话，
Brother, sister, if the glory of this world is the center of our life,
我们是何等的可怜啊！
Then we are such pitiful people.
我觉得我活得比那个公主好得很多。
I think my life is so much better than the life of the princess.
我绝对不拿我的生活跟她换。
I would never exchange my life with her life.
甚至一天我都不跟她换。
Not even for a day.
就是一天我不会不跟她换。
I won't even exchange it for one day.
弟兄姊妹，神所给我们的。
Brother, sister, what God has given us
远远超过这个世界上所能给我们的
is far beyond what the world can afford.
我们不要把这个世界上的事放在我们生命的中心。
Do not put anything of this world as the center of your life.
不值得的。
It is not worth it.
这两年有许许多多悲惨的故事。
In these past 2 years, there's so many sorrowful stories.
在矽谷有一个年轻人。
And there is a young man in the Silicon Valley.
他在四十岁的时候他就退休了。
He retired at age 40.
因为他工作努力，他非常的成功。
And because he worked so hard, he has such great success in life.
因此他觉得他不需要再工作了，四十岁他已经可以退休了。
So he felt that at age 40, he doesn't need to work anymore, he can retire.
他已经有花不完的财富。
He already has so much money that he cannot spend.
他甚至有他个人的飞机。
He even has his own personal jet.
因此他就申请退休。
So he took early retirement.
就没有想到呢，他所有的财富呢，转眼就成功了。
But all of a sudden, his riches all left him.
就是转眼就没有了。
All of a sudden, it's gone.
那个原来在他生命中心的那个财富转眼就成空了。
The riches which was the center of his life became empty.
他没有办法接受这个事实。
He could not accept the reality.
有一天他就上了他的小飞机。
And one day he took his personal plane.
他把那个引擎打开。
And he turned on the engine.
他把那个排气管的气通到机舱的里面来。
And he put the exhaust pipe in, he rerouted the exhaust pipe into the airplane.
他就结束他的生命。
And he ended his life.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们的生命的重心是这些东西的话
，Brother sister, if that is the center of your life,
有一天他们要转眼成空了。
Then one day they will become empty.
不但如此，我们的日子也全归虚空。
And our days will become vain.
我想我感谢神，我想我们当中这样的人不会很多。
I thank the Lord that we don't have many people like this amongst us.
把这个世界上的财富当作我们生活的重心。
That we place the riches of this world as the center of our life.
但是我们很多人把儿女摆在我们生活的重心。
But many of us place our children as the center of our life.
我们常常觉得这个没有什么错。
We often feel that there's nothing wrong about it.
这个儿女是神所赐的，是赐的产业。
The children are the inheritance God has given us.
那我把儿女摆在我生活的中心，应当是对的。
So it should be right that I place my children as the center of our life.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们把儿女摆在我们生活的中心，这也是不对的。
But my sister, it is also incorrect to place the children as the center of our life.
如果孩子是我们的中心。
If our children is the center of our life,
那将来他的中心是什么？
Then later on, what is the center of their life?
如果这个孩子是在这样的情况之下长大的，
If a child grew up in such kind of environment,
他是父母的中心，
that he is the center of his parents' life.
那将来他的中心是什么？
Then what is the center of his life in the future?
就是他的自己。
It is himself.
我就有一个发现。
I discovered this.
现在的孩子都特别自私。
All the kids that we see recently are very selfish.
你仔细想想看。
If you consider it,
现在的孩子特别自私。
Most kids today are very selfish.
我们因为他是自己的孩子呢，怎么看都是好的。
Because they are our own children, so however we look at them, we think that they are good.
为什么孩子们这么自私呢？
But why our children are so selfish?
因为他们是你生活的重心。
Because they are the center of your life.
所以呢，你生活的重心就是他生活的重心。
And so the center of your life become the center of their life.
因为你生活的重心是他嘛，所以他就成为他的生活的重心了。
And because he is the center of your life, so he is the center of his life.
我们怎么样能够让孩子以神为中心呢？
How can we cause our children to have God as their center?
所以那个孩子不能成为我们的中心。
So the children cannot become our center.
你必须要把神摆在我们的中心。
You need to place God as the center of your life.
这个孩子才有可能把神当作他的中心。
Then it may be possible that God will be the center of your children's life.
你可以做许许多多其他的事。
You can do many, many things.
如果这件事不改变的话，
But if you do not change this thing,
那他的心里面也很难改变。
Then it is very difficult for him to change his heart.
有一件事对我帮助很大。
There's one thing that helped me greatly.
也是我学到的一件事。
And this is something that I learned.
就给弟兄姊妹做参考。
And I will share with you.
在我老大上小学五年级的时候，
And when my oldest was in his fifth grade,
那时候我和我姊妹在交通，我说这个孩子快要上初中了。
At that time, I was a fellowship with my wife, and I said, now this child is about to go to middle school.
我们不知道将来他要面临什么样的事。
We don't know what he will encounter in his future.
有什么样的试探。
Or any kind of temptation.
我们应当怎么样来带领他呢？
How should we lead our child?
我们就想到了一件事。
And we thought about one thing.
我们就把孩子找到我们面前来。
And so we called our son before us.
当你到了这个初中以后，
We said that when you go to middle school,
学校里面一定会有很多的活动。
There will be many activities in the school.
我们不知道有些什么活动。
We don't know what activities there will be.
有些可能是很好的。
Maybe some of them are very good.
但是我们不知道。
But we do not know about them.
但是我们有一件事我们要你了解。
But one thing we want you to understand.
学校的活动如果跟聚会有冲突的时候，聚会呢要再优先的。
If there's any activity in the school that conflicts with the church meetings, then the church meetings will take precedent.
一次两次特别的事是可以的。
You can have one or two exceptions.
如果有一个活动让你每次都不能来聚会的话，这个活动是我们不能参加的。
But if there's an activity that will take you out of the meeting every week, then this is an activity which you cannot participate.
如果有一个活动会影响你的聚会，或影响父母的聚会，这个活动我们是不能参加的。
If there's an activity that will affect your attendance in the meeting and also affect our attendance in the meeting, then you cannot join the activities.
这小孩就答应了。
And so he agreed.
因为他不知道将来有什么事。
Because he doesn't know what will happen in the future.
所以最好五年级跟他们讲。
So you need to tell your children at fifth grade.
他也不知道将来要什么事，我们也不知道将来要什么事，但是我们同意的一件事。
He doesn't know what will happen in the future. I don't know what will happen in the future. But at least at that moment in time, we agreed on something.
这个聚会的事要在那个活动的事情的前面。
And the church meetings will take precedent before the activities.
所以每一个孩子到五年级，我们都要跟他讲这个事。
So every one of our child when they reach fifth grade, we will tell him such things.
我现在老四今年要上五年级了。
My fourth one will go to fifth grade this year.
所以要轮到他了。
So it's his turn now.
所以这些年我有很多很多，我有很多的麻烦我都没有。
And so in all these years, I bypassed many, many troubles.
最近有跟有人交通啊，他们就提到这个参加舞会的问题。
And recently, as we fellowship with others, they talk about the problem of attending dance parties.
我就觉得很奇怪，为什么我三个孩子都没有参加舞会呢？
So I wonder how come all three of my children never brought this issue up.
我从来不知道他们学校有舞会的。
I never knew that they had dance night in school.
我就回来问他了，我说这个为什么别人有参加舞会，你都没听你们说舞会的事呢？
I said, how come I heard other people need to go to school dance and I didn't hear you guys mention about it?
他说那个舞会都是礼拜五晚上。
They said, oh, because dance nights, school dance are always on Friday nights.
所以我们这个不提的。
So we don't need to mention.
因为礼拜五晚上根本不可能。
Because it's already impossible to go on Friday night.
弟兄姊妹，真感谢神。
But sister, we thank the Lord.
我没有这个挣扎。
Because I don't have such struggles.
如果我没有事先给孩子这样的交通以后。
If we did not prepare our children ahead of time.
很可能有一个事是我喜欢的。
Maybe there would be an activity that I also like.
很可能有一个活动是我自己很喜欢的。
Maybe there will be an activity that I even like to participate.
我可能就会让他去。
And I will probably let him to go.
因为我觉得那个事情是好的。
Because I will consider that as a good thing.
我就会受到那个试探。
And I will encounter that temptation.
但是因为我不知道那些事。
But because I don't know about it.
在那些事都没有来到面前的时候，已经做了这个决定。
And before all these things came about, I have already made that decision.
因此这个事情就不成为我们家的问题。
Therefore, that has not become a problem in our family.
弟兄姊妹，要这样让孩子知道哪一件事情是重要的。
But sister, this is the way we teach our children what is important.
让他们知道谁是我们生活的重心。
So that they know who is in the center of our life.
孩子们知道。
The children know.
如果你我的中心不是神的话，孩子们知道。
If your center and my center is not the Lord, the children will know.
虽然他没有告诉你。
Even though they may not tell you.
但是他心里知道。
But they know it in their hearts.
我们是不能够隐瞒我们的孩子的。
We cannot lie to our children.
我们可以隐瞒弟兄姊妹。
We can hide before our brothers and sisters.
但是我们不能隐瞒我们自己的孩子。
But we cannot hide before our children.
他知道他是中心。
They know if they are the center or not.
今天很多孩子，你跟他讲话，你就知道。
Today, if you talk to many children, you would immediately sense.
他知道他是中心。
He knows he's the center of his life.
他知道父亲、母亲拿他没有办法。
He knows that his parents and have no way with him.
他知道他在家里面是做主的。
He knows that he is a decision maker in of his home.
他不吃这个东西，他就不会吃的。
If he doesn't like to eat this, he will never have to eat this.
他要吃什么就吃什么的。
He will eat whatever he likes.
你要去哪里要得到他同意的。
Wherever you go, you need to get his approval.
弟兄姊妹，谁是你家的重心啊？
Friend, sister, who is the center of your life?
岂不是你的孩子吗？
Isn't it your children?
你要毁坏这个孩子。
You will ruin this child.
你是恨恶你的孩子。
Do you hate your children?
弟兄姊妹，你不知道。
But sister, you don't know.
当你把孩子摆在这个生活的重心的时候，
When you place your child as the center of your life,
你是恨恶你的孩子。
You are hating your child.
你把他摆在一个滑的一个路上。
You have placed him on a slippery road.
他长大以后成为一个自我中心的人。
Because he will grow up to be a self-centered man.
神的旨意很难成就在他的身上。
And it will be difficult for God to accomplish His will in
his
child's life.
你愿意你的孩子成为这样的一个人吗？
Do you want him to become such a person?
如果你不愿意的话，
If you're unwilling,
把神摆在你生活的重心，
Then God must be the center of your life.
我们怎么样能够把神摆在生活的中心？
How do we place God as the center of our life?
我想我们都愿意这样做。
I'm sure we're willing to do so.
我相信每一个人都愿意把神摆在我们生活的中心。
Each one of us willing to put God as the center of our life.
因为如果不是这样的话，
If it is not so,
在我们身上永远没有实际，
Then we will never experience reality in our life.
只有当基督成为我们真实的一个重心
，Only when Christ becomes the center, the real center of our life，
我们才可能有属灵的实际。
Then we can have spiritual reality。
我们怎么样能够做到这件事
？How can we accomplish it？
在出埃及记里面给我们一个图画。
In Exodus, he gave us a picture。
他讲到有一个仆人。
He talks about a servant。
这个仆人在他的主人家工作了六年。
And this servant has worked in the master's house for 6 years.
在这六年的里面，他认识了这个主人。
And in this 6 years, he came to know his master.
不但认识这个主人，他爱这个主人。
Not only he came to know this master, he also came to love this master.
按照犹太人的规矩。
According to the customs of the Jews,
到了第七年的时候，他就可以自由的出去了。
On the 7th year, the slave is free to go.
但是他们有这么一条。
But they have this rule.
如果你爱你的主人的话，
If you love your master,
你不愿意自由的出去，
You do not want to go out free.
你可以把你的主权来转移给你的主人。
You can assign your authority of your, to your master.
你就要到一个审判官的面前。
You must go before a judge.
带到一个门的旁边。
And you'll be taken to a doorpost.
用一个锥子在你的耳朵上穿一个孔。
They will pierce your ear with an awl.
做一个记号。
Then this will become a mark.
表示你把你的主权转给了神。
It shows that you have already turned your authority to your master.
永远服侍这个主人。
And you will forever serve this master.
这个叫做主权的转移。
And this is the transfer of right.
当这个仆人把他的主权转移给这个主人以后，
And after this slave has transferred his rights to his master,
他就永永远远来侍奉他的主人。
And he will serve this master forever.
在我们跟随主的路上，
In our experience of following the Lord.
在我们信主的年日当中，
In our days of believing in God,
我们也一定要有一次是这样的。
We also need to have such action.
有一天主感动了你。
One day God moves you.
你觉得你要把你这个主权呢，要转移给神。
You feel that you must turn over your right to God.
因为你的主权不转移给神的话，你就是在这个中心。
Because if you do not turn your rights to God, then you are still the center of your life.
你需要把这个主权转移给神。
And when you transfer your rights to God,
说神啊，这些事，我是侍奉你的。
He said, Lord, from now on, I am one who serves you.
当大卫在那里提到主耶稣的时候，
When David mentioned about Jesus,
他说那个献祭你不喜欢的。
He says, you do not desire burnt offering.
他说我有一个开通的耳朵。
But I have an open ear.
那主耶稣说我的耳朵呢是被穿过孔的。
And that means my ears have been pierced.
我是一个永远服侍父的人。
I am a person who forever serves
our God. 我乐意照着父的旨意来行。
And I desire to live according to God's will.
我们的主耶稣把他的主权就完全转移给他的父。
Our Jesus has already transferred his right to his father.
所以他对他自己他没有主权的。
And so to himself, he cannot make a decision about
his life. 父就是主耶稣的重心。
The father is the center of Jesus' life.
每一个信主的人。
Every believer.
他们在他们的生命的当中都有一天把他们的主权转移给神。
They all have a day in their life which they have transferred their right to God.
亚伯拉罕在那个摩利亚山上的时候把他的主权转移给神。
Abraham has done so on top of the Mount Moriah.
雅各在那个河边的时候把他的一生的主权转移给神。
And Jacob has transferred his rights at the ford.
撒母耳在他 年幼的时候就被他的母亲把他的主权转移给神。
And Samuel, while he was young, his mother has given his right to God.
但以利在他决定违反王命的时候他把他自己的主权转移给神。
And Daniel, when he decided to live against the king's will, he has transferred his right to God.
保罗在大马色的路上把他的主权转移给神。
And Paul, on his way to Damascus, he has transferred his right to God.
我们必须要把主权转移给神。
We need to transfer our rights to God.
然后神才能够在我们的生活的中成为中心。
Then God can become the center of our life.
他的旨意就能够成就在我们的身上。
And His will be accomplished in our lives.
我们才能够达成他创造我们的目的，就是荣耀他。
Then we're able to reach the original purpose of which He has created us, which is to glorify Him.
今天我们要荣耀神，跟那个星球要荣耀神，那个原则是一样的。
Today the principle for us to glorify God is the same principle for the stars to glorify God.
就是要顺服神的旨意。
That is to be obedient to God's will.
要行在神的旨意当中。
And to walk and live in God's will.
要完成神创造我们的目的。
And to fulfill His purpose of creating us.
但是我们与这个星球有一个很大的差别。
But there's a great difference between us and the stars.
这个星球不需要做选择的。
The stars does not have to make a decision.
那个星球也没有这个选择。
And the star has no rights to decide.
神创造它的时候，就把它摆在那个旨意的当中。
When God created the stars, He has placed the stars in His will.
但是我们人在与其他的创造是不一样的。
But man's creation it differs from all other creation.
神给我们一个选择。
God gave us the right to choose.
因此我们可以选择要荣耀神，我们可以选择不荣耀神。
We can choose to glorify God. We can also choose not to glorify God.
而这个选择的那个决定权在你在我的身上。
And you are the decision maker of that choice.
神没有要替我们做这个决定。
God did not want to make that choice for us.
神要把这个决定摆在你我的身上。
God has given you and I that choice.
因为神不愿意勉强一个人来爱他。
Because He doesn't want to force anyone to love Him.
今天一个人要爱神。是他自己起来决定要爱神。
Today, for anyone who wants to love God, he must rise up and make that decision.
那个仆人愿意把他的主权转移给那个主人。
And when the slave wants to transfer his rights to his masters,
是因为他爱那个主人的缘故。
It is because he loves the master.
是他主动的要转移给神。
And he wanted to, he do so willingly.
没有一点点的勉强。
He was not forced.
今天神也不来勉强我们。
Today God will not force you and I.
神爱我们。
Because He loves you.
他为我们的缘故，他舍了他的一切。
For your sake, for the sake of loving you, He has given all that He has.
他愿意我们来做这个选择。
He wants us to make that decision.
我们愿不愿意把主权转移给他？
Are we willing to transfer our rights to Him?
就像这个仆人一样。
Just like the slave.
他想来想去。
He considered.
他宁可来侍奉这个主人。
And he'd rather serve the master.
主耶稣曾经问门徒一句话。
Jesus asked his disciple once.
那个时候门徒当中有许多人离开他了。
At that time, many of his disciples had left him.
主就对门徒说：“你们也要去吗？”
Jesus says, "Are you leaving too?"
这个时候彼得就说了一句话。
And this time Peter said.
彼得说：“你有永生之道，我们还归从谁呢？”
You are the Son of Living God. Who do we go from?
弟兄姊妹。我们还归从谁呢？
But sister, who else can we follow?
如果你不归从我们的主，
If you do not follow our Lord,
如果你今天还不能下决定要来归从主的话，
If today you still cannot make the decision to follow God,
那你要归从谁呢？
Then who will you follow?
没有其他的路。
There's no other way.
只有我们的神有永生之道。
Because only He is the Son of Living God.
因此我们愿意像这个仆人一样。
So we want to be like the slaves.
把我们的这个主权来转移给神。
And turn over our rights to God.
神是我们的中心。
He let God become the center of our life.
神是我们生活的目标。
Let Him become the purpose of our life.
我们这个人生活的目的就是要荣耀神。
And the goal of our life is to glorify Him.
让我们回到那个内里的诚实。
Let's return to the inner spirit of truth.
不要在神的面前做一个不真实的人。
Do not be an untruthful person before God.
如果你读圣经的话，
If you read the Bible,
你就发现神只恨恶一件事。
You discover God only hates one thing.
你仔细读新约圣经的话，
If you read the New Testament carefully,
耶稣基督是充满了爱，
Jesus is full of love.
就恨一件事，
But He hates one thing.
不真实，
Untruthfulness.
外表和里面不一样。
He hates those people who are hypocrites.
但愿我们在主的面前实在再来考虑这件事。
May all of us consider this before the Lord.
我们是不是认为人生的目的应当是荣耀神？
Are we in agreement that man's life is to glorify God?
如果我们同意的话，是不是神应当是我们生活的重心？
If we agree to that, then shouldn't God become the center of our life?
那是不是我们应当做一个决定，把我们的主权来交给神？
Shouldn't we make a decision to transfer our rights to God's hands?
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢，我们赞美你。
Lord, we praise and thank you.
主，不是
不是我们能够荣耀你。
It is not that we can glorify you.
那是你先爱了我们。
It is because you have first loved us.
你为我们舍命在十字架上。
You sacrificed your life on the cross for us.
你在我们身上都有一个荣耀的目的。
And you have this glorious purpose in our lives.
你也把这个荣耀的目的常常诉说在我们的面前。
You often tell us of your glory as well.
早晨再来呼召我们。
This morning, Lord, call us.
来呼召我们，来答应你的呼召。
Call us so that we may answer to your calling.
好，让我们每一天能够活在你的旨意的当中。
That every day we will live in your will.
让我们的生活能够荣耀神的名。
That our life may be one that glorify your name.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. 再让几位弟兄把今天所听的话语放